dictation for John Anderson, June 29, 47, addressed as a letter to Brian, Brian Tweets, Thwaites, PAC, 2915348. Dear Mr. Tweets, follow up for Mr. Anderson, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit November. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Severe hip arthritis. No reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or urinary problems or bleeding. No major edema or claudication symptoms. Mobility restricted. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. No oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine. He sleeps in a recliner because of his hip, not because of orthopnea. This was a phone visit. Blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s, over 60s and 70s. Weight is stable, 213. I review medications. He's still taking ibuprofen, 400 milligrams twice a day. However, a few months back was taking much more than that, and that caused acute kidney changes with a creatinine of 1.7 and now is back to 1.3. Blood pressure, lisinopril, HCTC, Norvasc, hydralazine, Coric, tolerating Jardiance. He's able to speak in full sentences, no respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Chemistry is in May, creatinine 1.35, better than 1.7. This is baseline for him. GFR in the middle 50s, stage 3. Minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of heavy dose exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Improved back to baseline, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, also underlying diabetes and hypertension, blood pressure, better control on current regimen, ACE inhibitors, diuretics, calcium channel blockers, and others. Chemistries associated to kidneys are stable, minimal low sodium to be monitored. If possible, discontinue ibuprofen, but at this moment is not ready. He will discuss with you if he will be a candidate for tramadol. Of course, we are avoiding narcotics. Come back in 6 months.